3. Learn more about the civil rights movement. Listen, take notes, and check. Listen to a history professor on the Alabama Educational TV channel talking about the history of the civil rights movement. Note down the important information.
Around 50 years ago, the South of the USA was heavily segregated. That meant that the blacks were not allowed to use the same drinking fountains, the same toilets, the same restaurants or hotels as the whites. It meant that they had to sit at the back of buses and upstairs in cinemas. It meant they had their own schools and universities, and, of course, it meant that they were not authorized to vote. The fight for civil rights is a long story of nonviolent sit-ins, marches, and boycotts on the one hand, and of assassinations, violence, and bombings on the other. It all started in 1954 when the Supreme Court of the United States ruled that segregation in public schools was unconstitutional, and when a little black girl was enrolled in a white school in Kansas. Then, in 1955, Rosa Parks was arrested, and Martin Luther King led the bus boycott in Montgomery. As a result, buses were desegregated in 1956, but police or troops were often needed to enforce the law. In 1957, when 9 black students enrolled into the Central High School of Little Rock, Arkansas, President Eisenhower had to send 10,000 National Guardsmen to protect them from furious white crowds. 6 years later, in 1963, Martin Luther King organized a peaceful march on Washington and pronounced his famous speech, "I Have a Dream." But a month later, 4 young girls were killed by a bomb in Birmingham, Alabama. In 1964, despite continuing white resistance, President Lyndon Johnson signed the Civil Rights Act, which banned segregation and discrimination in public places. But the violence continued. On one Sunday in 1965, during a march,